Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, baby. The Friday morning edition of the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and Hill. The Hub City Spartanburger text line is open, 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can shoot us a text on that number if you would like to do so and be a part of the radio program. You can also dial that number, 844-326-3663, and be on the air if you have a take on anything sports or sports adjacent this morning. Now's the time to do it. 844-326-3663. Rashad Beard confirmed for 840 this morning. Unfortunately, could not join us yesterday. Ended up having to do work or something, but Rashad will join us coming up at 8:40, so just a little over an hour from right now. The host of the Panther Nation podcast will get his reaction to the Panthers schedule, which dropped yesterday, well, two nights ago. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Panthers opening up with two games on the road, the third consecutive season where Carolina will play their opening day game on the road. Also, a stretch of five games in the middle that I do think will be the determining aspect of the outcome of this season. We'll get Rashad's thoughts on all of that coming up at 8:40 this a.m., but it is 7:02 in the early portion of the day, which means you have less than 58 minutes until you have to get to the office. 58 minutes until you have to respond to those annoying emails from the boss. 58 minutes until you have your coworkers trying to put their problems on you. We know how that feels. We know that makes you want to do nothing more than take your first break of the day. Walk down the hallway. Get away from that computer. Get away from those annoying coworkers. Go find the one that you do like. Probably Paul from shipping. Paul's a good guy. Paul loves sports. Paul's a big fan of the sports. So you're going to go talk to Paul. And if you're going to go talk to Paul, you don't want to look like an idiot in front of Paul. You want to be able to know exactly what you're talking about when you talk to Paul. So you need... It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this morning. When you do, this is what you will be talking about. Let us dive right in with item number one. We start in the National Hockey Leagues. I won't spend a bunch of time telling you that the Dallas Stars fell to the Winnipeg Jets last night 4-0. That brings Edmonton within a game, but still down one. That series is now 3-2. The NHL game we are going to talk about for just a few minutes is the Carolina Hurricanes knocking off the Washington Capitals last night 3-1. in the nation's capital. That is win number four for the Carolina Hurricanes, and that is a series winner for the Carolina Hurricanes. They win round two of the Lord Stanley Cup playoffs. They are headed on to the Eastern Conference Finals, where they will take on the winner of Florida and Toronto. The scoring got opened by Jordan Staal with 9:38 played in the opening period. The Caps would get it back less than 4 minutes later when Anthony Beauvillier was able to find the back of the net, unassisted off the breakaway. That made it 1-1 after one. No goals in the second period. We didn't get one until 2 minutes into the third when Andrei Svechnikov hit an absolute laser across the face of goal off the apples from Sean Walker and Seth Jarvis. That made it 2-1 to the Canes. The Caps would turn it on. Desperation mode out of Washington. Either find the equalizer, give yourselves a chance in OT, or go home for the season. They pulled the goalie with about 3.5 left to play. They applied pressure to the Canes, and Seth Jarvis was able to score the empty netter unassisted to give the Canes the 3-1 scoreline that would hold and send them on to the Eastern Conference Finals. I thought, and we talked about this earlier in the week, this game was probably closer than it needed to be. There were just a couple of spots, including on the lone Capitals goal, where the defense of Carolina played a little too aggressively, where the defense of Carolina ended up playing almost on the forecheck, almost playing like they were the upfront offensive players. They just got out on the front of their skates. They wanted to create the counterattacks, which is fine. That's what the Canes do. That's how the Canes have been winning these games, in my opinion. Trusting Freddie Anderson in the goal and finding ways to play aggressively and create overwhelming numbers. The problem is when you get too aggressive. The problem is when you come off of your positioning. The problem is when you open up counters back the other direction. The Canes did that a couple of times last night. Fortunately, Freddie Anderson has been lights out in this series. There were some questions about Freddie after the opening series, but he was spectacular in this series. So maybe that's a strategy. Maybe, hey, we're going to trust Freddie to keep being Freddie. If we end up in some spots where we're asking him to stop one-on-one breakaways, we're going to trust that he is going to be able to. I don't know. But in this series, it worked out. It might be a little different with Florida or Toronto. Toronto, probably a little bit more based on the counter, a little bit more experienced. Washington's going to score their goals by being set up. Washington's going to score their goals by getting power plays, by getting Alex Ovechkin opportunities from the circle to hit those sniper shots that made him the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer this year. However, it's going to play out whichever of those two teams you face in the next round. I think even if Freddie Anderson is able to carry the momentum with a couple of days rest, which is good for the skaters, not great for the tender. With a couple of days of rest, if Freddie's that same guy, maybe you do get that same Rod Brind'Amour aggressive mentality out of this time. We'll find out. But either way, Carolina on to the conference finals with a 3-1 defeat last night of the Washington Capitals. Over in the NBA playoffs, and we won't hang on this one as long, but the Denver Nuggets have extended their series with the Oklahoma City Thunder to a Game 7 at OKC with a 119-107 win last night. 29 out of Nikola Jokic on 9 of 14 from the floor, and finally, some other guys showed up late in the game. Christian Brown, 8 of 14, 23 points. Jamal Murray, 9 of 19 for 25 points. And Julian Strother. The big question for the Nuggets has been, can you get anything off the bench? The answer at large in this series has been no. The answer for most of the games in this series has been no. Last night, the answer was finally a resounding yes. Strother was able to come off the bench, ended up with 15 points. He was averaging 2 points in the postseason so far. Got 15 on 4 of 8 from three, including at one point 3 in a row in the second quarter. That whipped the Nuggets fans into a frenzy. That place became the most dangerous home court advantage in the NBA for the second half of that game. Denver able to ride that high to a 119-107 win. They take a 3-3 tie in the series. Winner take all game 7 upcoming on Sunday. Let's get to item numero dos. My bad, South Carolina Gamecock baseball team. That's my bad. I really thought this team was getting swept by number one LSU. I really thought that this team was going to get dog walked by number one LSU. And we'll see if this momentum carries into games 2 and 3 tonight and tomorrow. But game 1 goes the way of the Yardcocks. They get a 6-5 win over number one LSU last night at Ray Tanner Field at Founders Park. LSU led 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth when KJ Scobie tied the game with a solo shot to the bullpen and left. Jace Woyda came in, triple to left field, one of the 3 triples by the Gamecocks last night. Blake Johnson took an HBP to put runners on the corners. LSU intentionally walked Henry Kazmir to load the bases. Nathan Hall hit a ball to first that Jared Jones dove to catch for out number 2. Then Caden Gaskin came to the plate, and Zach Cowan, the pitcher for LSU, threw a wild pitch, got past the catcher to the backstop. Mashmore scores, game winner, ball game. The walk off for South Carolina last night. Matthew Becker earned the win in relief, getting the final out of the ninth. Ashton Crowther started for Carolina, striking out 4, allowing 5 hits and 3 runs in 4.1. Brandon Stone also went 4.1, striking out 4, allowing 2 runs on 6 hits. So the defense good for South Carolina last night. Gave up 2 in the opening frame to LSU. Gave up 1 in the 5th. LSU did not score again until the 8th to take that lead, but South Carolina guts 1 out. Who knows if it is different if that wild pitch does not take place, but your base runners were aware, they were prepared, and they were on the horse last night. South Carolina takes game numero uno away from LSU, the number 1 team in the country. Look to try to do it again. By the way, that win last night does guarantee that the LSU Tigers, does guarantee that the South Carolina Gamecocks will finish no worse than 500 on the season. This will not be a losing season, as they cannot do worse now if they lose both of the final 2 games than 28 and 28 on the season. Let's get to item number 3. I don't know if this story is one that most people would put on the cheat sheet. If I asked y'all to organize the water cooler cheat sheet for me, which if anybody wants to, feel free, you can just email me those items every day and I'll let you do the work. I don't know if y'all would have put this on the cheat sheet, but I found this story fascinating. Yesterday, according to a new book that came out, Caleb Williams, drafted by the Chicago Bears, apparently he and his family leading up to the 2024 National Football League Draft apparently weighed a possibility of circumventing the entire NFL draft. In fact, according to the book, consulted with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement while considering siding with the UFL. Now, you can put this on Caleb if you want to, and I understand that, but I'm going to say I also understand Caleb Williams in this situation. If you think about where the Chicago Bears were when Caleb Williams was coming into the league, they had a head coach that nobody believed in, but they wouldn't fire in Jim Nagy, which was very evidently the problem. They had an offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron that nobody believed in. It was his first year on the job. And according to this forthcoming book, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, apparently Caleb Williams wondered aloud to confidence, quote, you got to say that word the right way, to confidence, quote, do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Shane Waldron. According to the book, there were some other details that went into this as well. At one point, after the attorneys and the Williams family came to the recognition that there was no way around the CBA, that if Caleb Williams ever wanted to play in the NFL, he would have to play from the NFL from the jump. And also, he was going to make a bleep load more money doing that than he was playing in the UFL. That he just had to go. But apparently, after he showed up in Chicago, according to this book, and again, grain of salt for the truth, I'm good with that. But in the book, there is a story that Caleb Williams, sometime early in year one, his rookie campaign with the Chicago Bears, he asked Nagy and Waldron to watch film with him. And apparently, they told him no. They said, you do it on your own. It is your job. It is your responsibility. He went to Shane Waldron and said, it's your offense, coach. It's your system, coach. Can you watch some film with me, of me, in your system, and help me figure out what I can do better? And Waldron said, nah, dog, that's on you. That is your job.
Have we gotten a response from the coaches yet? Confirming or denying?
Because they don't coach there anymore.
Yeah, but they still, I mean, these are accusations that I'm sure they'll want to address wherever they are.
I would think so if they want to maintain a job, or maybe if they're just good where they are, right? I mean, I guess I believe both of them are employed elsewhere right now. So if you're employed elsewhere and you feel good about the job you're in, maybe you just don't say a thing and hope this story dies.
This is kind of an attack on character a little, though. I mean, you can say, well, it's just because they're not doing their job. But, I mean, everyone's worked at places where maybe someone wasn't doing what you think they should do. Why didn't he address this when they were there?
Don't know that he didn't. I'll tell you this. I don't read.
And why not go to Canada? Why you want to go to UFL? At least if you went to Canada, you'd probably make a lot more money than you would in the UFL.
I think so. But it's also very cold in Canada, so
I hear that.
There's that. I don't know what the dollar amount difference is. I would have to take
because
it's
balmy in Chicago, but I mean, you know,
it ain't Toronto, it ain't Edmonton.
That is true.
I don't know what the difference in paycheck that separates me from doing this job in the South and me doing this job in Winnipeg is, but I know it's got at least 10 worth of difference, maybe two. Maybe two. If somebody came along and said, Rob, we'll pay you 100 times the money that you currently make to come do the job in Winnipeg, yeah, I'd have the conversation with the wife about it. But it'd be a conversation, not a, we're going to Winnipeg.
All right, the average salary for a radio producer in Canada, are you ready? $71,175. And that's just a producer.
I mean, so that means what? By the ratio we make here,
entry
that means I'm
making... level positions typically start at $55,000.
Fair enough.
Experienced producers can earn up to $129,000.
Zoe, we taking the show to Canada? Are we taking the show to Canada?
We can talk that way,
buddy. I feel like we go hang with the Canucks a few years, and we retire, come back to the South, try to drop the accent.
Splatter. The Mounties, eh? They went out there and they did their job, eh?
They always get their man, eh? All right, so
take off.
You know what? I wasn't, but I am. I'm going to talk about this story in the next segment. I'm going to talk about this story in the next segment because I think it proves a point that I've been saying for a very long time, that sometimes it ain't the player. I don't know why I felt the sing-song that, but my point is correct. Sometimes it's not because the quarterback's bad or the wide receiver, the running back, the offensive tackle, whatever. Sometimes your franchise sucks, and some of y'all's fans, as fans, need to recognize that, acknowledge that, and embrace that. Sometimes your franchise just stinks. I'll tell you how this situation proves that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ooh.
Oh, you're not catching up.
3-1.
Yeah, you're not catching up.
Yeah, it's a got it. It's a 28-3 game right now.
I had a really bad Thursday.
Yeah, 28-3 game right now. Still plenty of time to blow it, but it would take a pretty spectacular effort to make that happen. Let's talk more about this Caleb Williams story. There's a book coming out called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, written by ESPN senior writer and New York Times best-selling author of It's Better to Be Feared, Seth Wickersham. Seth, respected author and journalist. There are numerous stories in this book. There are details inside the recruitment of Texas quarterback Arch Manning, which he dropped on a pod earlier this week, that he was getting recruiting offers going into seventh grade. There are stories about coaches who are ruthless on the youth quarterback circuit. There are stories including that of LSU quarterback Colin Hurley's near-death car wreck in January of subsequent recovery. There's a lot of different quarterback stories in this book, but the one that gained the most attention and traction is that of Caleb Williams. In the book, which will be released in September, Wickersham writes that quarterback Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by and his future with the Chicago Bears in 2024. That he and his family weighed circumventing the entire NFL draft, up to and including consulting with attorneys to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement, and also considered signing with the United Football League. Wickersham writes in the book that in the months leading up to the 2024 draft, Carl Williams, Caleb's father, was quoted as saying to at least one agent, quote, "Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die," end quote. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Caleb Williams is quoting as saying to confidants, quote, "Do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Waldron." Of course, speaking about then Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron.
Does this end up being a kind of a hit piece for Caleb? Because it makes it look like he didn't want to go to Chicago. So if you're a Chicago Bears fan and he walks out on the field, are you booing him? Because he tried to find legal ways to not come to your city?
I don't think so, and here's why.
By the way, I just want to say, I'm booing him. I'm booing him. He didn't want to come to my city. He actually had lawyers try to find a way to not come to my city. You don't want to be here. I don't want you here. I'm booing him.
I work with on Saturdays and on nights like this evening where I will be filling in on BetMGM tonight from 7 to 11 p.m. right here on this very fine and other fine Odyssey stations nationwide with Ryan Horvath and executive producer Hayden S. Mario. Most of the guys who work on the network are from the Windy City, from Chicago, Illinois. Most of the guys who work on the network are Bears fans, including Horvy and Hayden Ass Mario. They are Bears guys. And I don't know if this is a geographic thing. I don't know if this is just a Chicago thing. But most of the guys that I work with, because I was on the network when Waldron and Nagy were still there as the OC and HC, respectively. On the network, which does air on 670 The Score in Chicago. So anytime that I do the show, like I will tonight with Horvy, we are on the air in Chicago, Illinois. We have plenty of tweeters and Instagrammers and callers and whatever from Chicago. Chicago, the Bears fans, were over these two guys as their coaches and were very vocal about it. All the things that we say about New York sports fans and how they are obnoxiously vocal, abnormally vocal when they are displeased with New York sports, all of those stereotypes are absolutely true about Chicago sports fans. And I can tell you that from experience. Because in the few times that I have said things critical about the Cubs, about the White Sox, about the Bears, about the Bulls, whatever, on the network, I usually catch some flack on the internet. I usually catch some flack. Because there is a call-in hotline for the network, which is utilized when we are on the air. And Chicago fans got no problem calling that hotline and dressing you down. Every now and then, the boys at the net will forward me a call from a Chicago fan. Well, really, fans nationwide, but there's a lot of them from Chicago. Because 670 The Score is one of the biggest. Actually, I think it is the biggest station that we are on. Will every now and then forward me hate mail, hate voicemail that I get on that hotline because there's nothing better in the world. I got to tell you, I love hate phone calls.
Wait, people hate you?
No. I know. It's impressive. How can you hate me? I am nothing but a big old teddy bear. Chicago fans were done with these two cats a number of years ago. These are the two cats that, leading up to the NFL draft where Caleb Williams was taken number one overall, number two overall. These are the two cats that I was on this station, not even in Chicago. I was on in Chicago saying the same thing, but on this station said, it blows my mind that these two guys, Nagy and Waldron, HC and OC respectively, it blows my mind that these two guys who clearly are not cut out for the jobs that they hold. Sorry, it's not disrespectful. It's just the truth. These two guys are not cut out for the positions that they hold. They are in over their heads. So why in the world would you keep them on board when you've got a potential franchise-changing quarterback? I don't know if Caleb Williams is or is not a franchise-changing quarterback, but you drafted him to be. And if you drafted him to be, why would you run out there two guys that anybody with two eyes and a television set can see? This HC and OC are in over their head. They are just not the guys. They cannot do it. Why would you entrust a franchise quarterback to these guys instead of just blow it? Now, to the chagrin of some, or I guess pleasure of some college to the pleasure of some Chicago fans, ultimately, it worked out, because had you moved on a year earlier, instead of firing these two guys in season, you wouldn't have ended up with Ben Johnson, the OC from the Lions, who came over and was the number one head coaching prospect, considered by many, the number one head coaching prospect of last offseason. You wouldn't have ended up with Ben Johnson. Who knows who you would have ended up with the year before? You might have ended up with another bum of a head coach. But the point is not how all of this played out for Chicago. The point is players are starting to recognize. And I think this is going to be something that is going to become more prevalent around the league in years going forward. Players are starting to recognize that sometimes it ain't the players. Sometimes it's just the franchise.
All right, so since we've been talking about it and the phone's been listening, it is now showed up on my trending, and so I looked at it, and it looks like a pretty mixed bag of people being mad at the coaches and then the other people going, if he don't want to be here, I'm going to boo him every time he's on the field.
I would say, for the record, and I would say to those people, and I'm assuming we will probably talk about this tonight on the air in 670, on 670 AM in Chicago, Caleb Williams didn't want to not be in Chicago. Caleb Williams didn't want to play for those two guys. And that is, to me, I keep saying Nagy, and I'm sorry. Thanks to the texter. It was Eberflus, not Nagy. Nagy was before that. That's my bad. I appreciate that. It was Eberflus. I got my head around this Caleb Williams story so much I blew my Chicago coaches. Yes, Eberflus. The thought for me is Caleb Williams didn't want to not be in Chicago. He didn't want to be in Chicago playing for those guys, right? He didn't want to play for those guys. And I'll give you the example, because I can make everything about me if I just think about it for a minute. When I left Jacksonville, Florida, and I had the opportunity to be, I was a free agent, right? When I left Jacksonville and I was looking for jobs, because this isn't the only place that I applied to. When I left Jacksonville, Florida, a guy reached out to me that owned a radio station in the Destin-Fort Walton Beach area. That's my hometown. That's where I'm from. That's where I grew up. And this guy called me, and he said, hey, it's a new owner. You used to work on this station. Would you be in? We heard you're not in Jacksonville anymore. Would you be interested in coming back? Well, I was. So I reached out to some guys that I knew that had worked for this cat
there. Where was this?
Pensacola, Destin, Fort Walton Beach.
Oh, okay, because for some reason I thought you said Jacksonville.
No, this was when I left Jacksonville.
Okay.
When I left Jacksonville, I got fired in Jacksonville because the Jags stank. All the sponsors pulled their money from the flagship, and they basically cut everybody who wasn't a drive time host. And so when I left Jacksonville, guy calls me and he goes, hey, do you want to come back here and host on our station? Which means I could have gone back to doing sports talk on the beach in Destin, the only place I had lived as a big time adult, right? And I was like, eh, maybe I'm a free agent. I'm interested. I had already had the conversation with the folks here in Greenville. There was one other station that I was talking to at a place I really had no interest in living, but it's like, well, I can continue my career there. So I was like, eh, maybe. So I reached out to a couple of guys that I knew that had worked for this guy. And I'm like, hey, what can you tell me? And all of them said, you do not want to work for this cat. You don't want to work for him. He's going to put way too much on your plate. He's going to ask you for too much. The paychecks are late. They're never on time. You got to fight for every dollar that you've earned. It's just not a good situation. And I said, well, then I'm not going there, right? It's not that I absolutely wanted to be in Destin. I'd have loved to stay on the beach. I'm a beach kid at heart. But I looked at that situation and I went, nah, I'm not for that guy. If it was somebody else, absolutely. Caleb Williams didn't want to not be in Chicago. He didn't want to play for those two coaches. This is what I've been saying for years. Sometimes it ain't the player. Sometimes it's the franchise. And Eberflus and Waldron were there because the franchise would not make the decision to move on. Even though everybody in Chicago was going, get rid of these bums and give us a shot. Sometimes it's the franchise. And Caleb Williams was so dedicated to that he damn near went to the UFL instead of the NFL, according to this book. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A few months ago, the Four Nations face-off took place in the NHL. It's a football story. Stick with me. A few months ago, the Four Nations face-off took place in the National Hockey League. Instead of a all-star game, the NHL said, what if instead we let the NHL players from the United States, Finland, Sweden, and Canada represent their countries and play a mini tournament? Considered the four best hockey nations in the world, with the exception of Russia, and there's obviously reasons we're not letting them in. With the exception of the Ruskies, these are the four best hockey nations in the country. So let's have a mini tournament. And instead of doing an all-star game, we'll let the players from the league represent their countries because you want to guarantee that the fellas are going to get out there and do the damn thing? Let them rock their country's flag on the sleeves. Let them wear the nation's crest across their chest, and you're going to get good hockey. And the Four Nations face-off got more attention than the NHL does. Without a doubt, right? Tomorrow, the National Football League's owners are going to meet. And they are going to vote on some propositions for changes in the NFL. They're also going to vote on a proposition that would allow The National Football League's players, should they wish to do so, to compete in the 2028 Olympic Summer Games in Los Angeles, California, the first year where flag football will be an Olympic sport. Which, by the way, hell yeah, that's awesome. I love it. So there are some rules to this. One of the rules is that only one player from each team will be allowed to represent their nation on their nation's team. Now, so for Team USA, only one player from each NFL team may be on Team USA. So only one Carolina Panther, only one New Orleans Saint, only one Atlanta Falcon. But that's for each national team. So if there is a player of Nigerian descent on a player, on a roster, that player can go play for Nigeria. If there is the Saints have a kid they draft, or not drafted, a kid they signed from the NFL's European Developmental Program from Ireland, that guy can go play for Ireland, should he wish to do so. Only one player per team on each national team, but they can have, those national teams, one player from each of the 32 teams, which obviously Team USA would then be, I don't know what the roster size for a flag football team is, but they would largely and primarily only be NFL players if the league owners were to say, yes, we will allow this to happen. I'm going to say to the league owners, of which I know all 32 big fans of this show, Arthur Blank, Gail Benson, all of you, say yes to this, okay? Say yes to this. And I would say yes to this because of the Four Nations playoff. Now, just to be clear, the Four Nations faceoff was hockey. These were hockey players who were going to play full speed, full contact, no holds barred, same rules, actual hockey. And these are NFL players moving over to play flag football. It is a different game. The principle is the same, but obviously it is an entirely different game of football. However, at the end of the day, if you're good enough to play in the NFL, you can play flag football. And considering the level of talent that the rest of the world is likely to not have, We're gonna smoke everybody. Even if we do not send a single NFL player, we're still going to win the gold medal in this event. But with all the attention that this exhibition got, where we sent the best players in the NHL to comprise, but actually play, with all the attention the Four Nation Faceoff got, I have no idea why you would not say yes to this, not allow NFL players to go do this thing, not allow NFL players to go put on a bleeping show when the eyes of the world are on this thing. Why would you not allow Joe Burrow to go throw passes to Tyreek Hill? Why would you not allow the best set of wide receivers ever assembled, including Pro Bowl rosters? Why would you not let them go put on an absolute exhibition of the biggest freaks of nature ever when the eyes of the world are all tuned into Los Angeles, California? NFL owners, say yes, and let's put on a freaking show.
All right, Keegan on the stream is saying something that I heard a long time ago, too. What about the professional flag football players? The same thing was said about the college players when the Dream Team was assembled for basketball. And I get the argument, but at the same time, this is our sport. We should be able to send the best to go up against the world, the best that we have against their best. And it's our sport. Football's our sport. Flag football's our sport. Anything football, it's our sport. We got to send these guys. Which owners will say no? I predict Jerry Jones says no.
The people who are going to say no, the owners who are going to say no are, and I'm willing to, okay, let me start that and then finish with kind of a counter argument to my own thought. The owners that are going to say no are the owners that are going to go, what's going to happen if my starter goes out there and pops his ACL in the
Absolutely.
Summertime, right? The owner, if the Cincinnati Bengals owner say no, it's solely because he knows, or he is worried. It's solely because he's worried Joe Burrow is going to go out there, pop his ACL, hurt his wrist or his thumb again, and be unavailable in the season. Now, one thing that I found very interesting is that in this proposition, the NFL actually put some safeguards. Like, for instance, one of the things that the NFL said, if this is approved, they will create insurance for the teams. So the teams actually would get some money back for allowing their star to go represent the nation and therefore effectively represent the NFL on the world stage. Because again, the NFL is trying to grow its market globally. That's why we have, what do we have, like 16 international games this year that range from week 1 to week 12 or something like that. We've got a bunch of, they are trying to grow their footprint internationally. What better way to do it than to have NFL stars go play in the second most televised international event on planet Earth behind only the World Cup? Yeah, put on a show. So, if you're going to allow that to happen, Joe Burrow and you know, Tyreek Hill and whoever else, to go represent the United States on a global stage, we understand that's a big risk for NFL teams. So there's two primary things that are being offered as compensation. Number one is player insurance. If your guy sustains an injury that impacts the NFL season, you will get X amount of dollars back. The second thing that went into this proposition was salary cap relief for any player that goes and plays and gets injured. Now, they didn't give details. I don't know if it's like, you know, you get 20% or 50% or 75% or 100%, but you get salary cap relief. So if Joe Burrow goes out there and pops an ACL, the Cincinnati Bengals will get X amount of his salary cap back added to their salary cap so that they can go sign somebody or somebody's to make up for the loss of that player who is playing on the world stage. I think that's a great idea. That way it is not just a wild risk on behalf of the NFL owners, right? Like, if you lose your guy in this tournament, you will have the opportunity to then add somebody else up to X percent of the value of the guy that you lost.
How would you pick a quarterback in this case? If all 32 guys...
Well, if it's your quarterback, you're screwed, but there'll one of those.
No, if all 32 guys go, yeah, I want to do this, who do you pick?
I think you have tryouts. Let's be real here. If let's say 17 NFL starters, let's say 10, let's say 5 NFL starters are like, yo, play in the Olympics? Hell yeah. Which we've seen with basketball. Basketball has 100
NBA guys. Travis Kelce has already said he wants to do it.
1,000%.
So there's probably other players who are saying the same thing.
If today they announce that this is approved and the U.S. flag football governing body, whoever the hell they are, if they came out and said, we're going to do open tryouts and everybody can come try out. We're going to do little regional qualifiers, super regional qualifiers, and then a national qualifying tryout. And anybody who wants to compete can come out and compete. And let's say, here's what I'd do if I was them. I'd have like regional tryouts and I would weed it down to like the top 50 flag football players. And then I would have a national tryout. And the NFL guys only have to come to the national tryout. They only got to do the one tryout. I'd televise it. Are you telling me right now, if there were, let's say, 7 NFL quarterbacks who said, I want to be that guy. I want to go win a gold medal in the Olympics, right? This is the only time that an NFL player that hasn't transitioned to another sport, track and field, whatever, has ever had a chance to win an Olympic medal. If they had a 7, 8, 10, 15, 20 quarterback open challenge to determine who's the only guy who gets to represent Team USA on that roster. Are you telling me right now you're not tuning into that?
See, I absolutely am, but egos will come into play. In
good!
This. Yeah, I don't know.
Good!
Because it looks bad on your team if, let's say, Patrick Mahomes is out there and Josh Allen and the guys that you've said, and then someone who's not considered elite ends up getting the job.
I don't think it does. It's a different sport.
It does to them.
I mean, maybe it does to them.
I got beat out by him? Are you kidding me?
Well then, and here's the part, because I'm looking this is me. I'm looking at this not as a Saints fan. I'm looking at this as a Team USA guy. I went just like with my Saints.
By the way, no, I agree. I don't know who I pick as quarterback right now for a flag football team. Because flag football, you don't got a lot of time to throw the ball. It's got to be quick passes usually, or being able, or if you've got a speed guy, I guess like a Tyreek Hill, who you would think would burn past all the other competition. But the European flag football people might be pretty fast. I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, there may be some other squads that go, we're going to go grab.
What quarterback are you choosing right now?
Joe Burrow.
You're choosing Joe Burrow today.
Joe Burrow over
Josh Allen, over all those guys.
Joe Burrow.
You know how many people that would make mad?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care, right? Like, that's part of the beauty of this. But here's the other thing that I would do, because I have no idea how talented he is. I played flag football as an intramural stud when I was in college.
I'm sure you did.
All right? I was the over-the-middle touchdown machine.
Was it mixed? I mean,
it was straight up intramural football.
Oh, so it was just guys.
It was frats v. frats.
Okay, all right.
And my frat, the little nerdy-ass frat, checked in my last year in college, second place, up against like the big dog frats. Part of the reason was because the back of my jersey, number 00, my name across the back was the X Factor, because I'm coming across the middle at 6'3 with a vert and going up and snagging some tutties, because I'm not worried about getting smoked through the back of the stadium. I don't know.
Wow, that was an amazing show of words there.
I don't know how good any of these guys are at flag football, because it's a totally different game. So let's bring Mahomes and Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joey B and the best 10 quarterbacks in the NFL that want to do it, and let's put them on a field with their receivers. Actually, you can only have one guy from each team. So with other guys' receivers, and let's go find the best two quarterbacks at flag football, and let's send them. And tell me that's not selling pay-per-view numbers to watch play out. I would be fascinated. We'll talk more about this later on. I'm succinctly going to say, NFL owners, you're dumb if you don't say yes to this. You're dumb. The global attention would be through the roof. Speaking of global attention, the world should give its attention to Lonzo right now for this sports flash.
They already do. Paparazzi is out of control. Aiden Knack, Joe Allen, and Lucas Malstott combined for a no-hitter as Clemson knocked off Pittsburgh in game number one of a three-game series. 6-1. This is college baseball, by the way. Cam Cannarella extended his hit streak to 13 games, and Jacob Jarrell and Jaron Purifoy had home runs. The Gamecock baseball team upset the number one team in the country last night, knocking off LSU 6-5. The win guarantees South Carolina to finish at least 500 with two more games to play against LSU. It's back to 500 for the Atlanta Braves after a 5-2 win over the Nationals in Game 4 of that series. The Braves had 9 hits and 5 different players recorded at least one RBI. Atlanta went 4-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Next up is a 3-game set at Fenway against the Boston Red Sox.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.